Period, poo. It's happening. I am starting my podcast. It's your boy, Brandon. And I know that I've basically been playing around with it. I know people have been telling me, you know, Brandon, you should really start a podcast. Brandon, you really should do something where you're talking to people on YouTube or something like that. I was like, girl, I'm going to do it. Officially, I'm going to start doing it. So from here on out, every other few days, not every day, I'll drop a podcast talking about my day-to-day life, keeping you up to date on the latest gossip, the latest fashion, and just letting you know what's going on with me. Okay, now a lot can be going on with me, or a little can be going on with me, but I'm gonna let you know what's going on. All right, I'm gonna be laughing with you, I'm gonna be crying with you, I'm gonna be acting funny with you, I'm gonna be throwing shade, whether you catch it or not, it's gonna happen, and this is gonna be what it's gonna be. So look forward to B Radio. That's what I'm calling it. I don't know. I'm thinking of some names. But right now, that's what I'm working with right now. I want to thank everybody who inspired me to start a podcast. I want to thank everyone who told me to go out there and was like, go ahead and make a podcast. You know, you got the voice for it. You got the attitude for it. You know, you got everything for it. And quite frankly, I never really thought I would start a podcast. Like, I always wanted to be on radio. Like, I know I wanted to go ahead and work on Power 105.1 The Breakfast Club, or like something like Angie Martinez Show. You know, I'm dreaming big, honey, but you gotta start somewhere. And if this podcast is where I'm starting, then so be it. I want to thank my friend Anastasia, who actually taught me how to go get the app to actually start a podcast. I mean, I'm slow, but she helped me out, okay? I want to thank my best friend for pushing me, reminding me to go start a podcast. Mind you, I'm going to have some people on the show, some of my friends, maybe some coworkers, you know, some special guests to be able to come talk to you guys and drop some knowledge and some hints on some things. And I'm excited. I'm very excited. This is going to be a very different podcast. You know, this is going to be very different. We're going to be different. We're going to act different, honey. And we're going to do what we're going to do. So here's a little about me who don't know. People who don't know me that might be listening on. My name is Brandon. I'm from Harlem. Born and raised. I've officially, I guess I'm an old person now. I'm 27. My birthday is August 18th. I'm a Leo. And through life, there has been some ups and there has been some downs, but I have lived life the way I'm supposed to live it, the best way I can. I'm a case manager now. I'm training to be a operations developer. What am I training to be? I'm forgetting. I'm training to be a team leader, which is a role, a part of the operations and training team. And I keep saying operations and training. It's training and development team. I'm living my best life right now. You know, I just got promoted. I got promoted back in July and as a shift supervisor. And then this October, I got promoted to a case manager. And if everything works out within the right time of training and things as such, I'll be stepping into my new role, which I already have. I just need to do some extra training. But I'm excited, you know. Last year, around this time, I wasn't put out my mom's house, but my mom had to give me an ultimatum. Like, look, you're getting old. It's time for you to get on out. And unfortunately, I wasn't ready. And I think that's what made me ready to take my life into my hands. You know, I called out of work less. I wasn't calling out of work so many times. Because when we don't have real responsibilities, you tend to not care or not think about anyone else but yourself, you know. So I was calling out of work all the time. I was staying home, you know. There's a point where I had two jobs and I was only going to one, you know. But with God's hand over my life, you know, he put me in the situation where now I'm living somewhere. I can't tell you where I live at because y'all bitches just stalkers, but I'm living my life. I am enjoying every moment that I'm living. I am breathing every moment I'm living. Because just last year I was homeless, personally, basically. You know, I was living with my best friend. I was afraid to find out what's my next move, because even living with my best friend, I had a time period, you know. I didn't know where I was going, but God has blessed me to be able to have a place, you know, to go. And then, you know, I started taking life serious. You know, I started getting deep into work. I started thinking, like, what's my next move? Where I don't want to be next year is in the same position. So January came. Well, I'll say around. Matter of fact, let me tell you what really brought in a change. So I did move out of my best friend's house, but I met two interesting friends who, girl, Let's just say that it was an interesting time meeting them. But I met two friends who I ended up adoring and loving, and just seeing who they were, for some reason or something about them made me want to change and become a better me. So I met two friends, and it's right on the cuff of me ending another friendship with somebody. Like, if you don't know me, I'm big on friendship. So I had one best friend who out of nowhere just stopped talking to me. The girls just stopped fucking with me. I don't know why they did it, but they did it, y'all. They did it. The girls stopped fucking with me. I don't know what I did, but they stopped. And, you know, so I had to take that on the chin. You know, I was sad because that was my best friend. That was one of my best friends, and it really hurt me, you know. And what I realized is that true friendship stands strong, and it has no questions. And I always questioned our friendship. I was always sitting on the edge wondering who I was friends with, because I was wondering if we'll be friends today or if we won't be friends tomorrow. So I'm so glad I jumped out that limbo. And to be honest, that friendship wasn't good for me. And it wasn't good for me. And I'm going to tell you why right now. I ended up ending that friendship, meeting two new friends who were older than me, who were more mature, and who was more understanding of what they wanted in life, you know. And they kind of helped me come out and be like, okay, what do I want out of life? You know, what's my next step? You know, they helped me step into my niche. You know, I'm not saying that they gave me the ideas of what I wanted to do, but something about being around them made me want to step into my niche and be a better me. So I met them. We was great friends. We started, you know, hanging out with one another. They was like the bigger version or older version of me and my best friend, who was Kamoy. I don't mind saying these people's names. So me and Kamoy, and, you know, we're our best friends. We've been best friends since third grade. And we met James and Justin. I think they've been best friends for some time. And we ended up, you know, just being the loving friends that, you know, that you would have thought. We was the foursome. We was the group of friends that I always like, oh my God, this is what I see it as. You know, like the girlfriends, you know. But later down the line, things started changing. But becoming friends with them really inspired me to step into who I wanted to be. So coming into 2019 with them as friends, I was happy, you know. And I stayed happy this whole year. I don't think there was one time this year that I truly was down. I mean, I dealt with some personal issues regarding my father and my family situation. And we'll talk about that on the next podcast. But I truly, truly, truly was happy in my friendships with the people. Although I was trying to figure people out, you know, some things were a little shaky and shifty, but I was happy. And so if we was to move forward down the line, you know, I was going on trips. So I went to Atlantic City in February for James's birthday, and the first time I ever went, you know, I never been to Atlantic City. I'm like, oh my God, I'm in Atlantic City, you know. And then if we fast forward after that, I went to DC for DC Pride. I never ever been to DC Pride, you know. And then if we fast forward to that, I went to one of my best friend's Neil's birthday parties. Well, not a birthday party, but it was a birthday trip in Puerto Rico. So I'm like, oh my God, like, this is life, this is lit, you know, like, what is going on? And the next thing you know, my aunt's wedding is in September. And then I go to her wedding in Cancun. I'm like, who would have ever thought, like, all in one year, I went to these places that I've never been before, you know, that I've never experienced. And I'm just like, wow. Like, I was hype. Oh, and I did go to Atlanta. It was a boys trip, but I've been to Atlanta a few times. That's another podcast we'll talk about, my trip to Atlanta. I think every podcast, I'm going to, like, do one podcast or each podcast coming up as, like, you know, how my trip was. Like, I think that I'm going to open up this podcast as, like, a book, you know, a book series of my life of this year. Because this year truly has been amazing. But anyway, we'll think about this. But anyway, I really enjoyed myself and I really had a great time. And I'm just happy and blessed to know that God has truly gave me favor. And I had to really change who I was, because I was a wild child. I mean, I'll still be acting crazy. I'll still be ready to jump in your face and knock you the hell out. But I'm more so calm about it. You know, I'm not just going to do it. I'm going to have a conversation before I knock you the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? Which, yeah, it's a big move from last year. That's what I'm trying to get to. Like, last year I was just in distress and I was just like, oh my God, like, what I'm going to do? And this year I'm like, oh my God, I know what I'm going to do, you know? Like, I'm just in a frozen state. Like, I'm just stuck, like, girl, I remember last year I was like, oh my God, where I'm living. Now I'm getting very much, girl, what hotel am I staying at, you know? And be able to come back home, you know, because I pay my rent, honey, on time. You know, I don't play with that rent. Especially living in New York City. But yeah, I'm just so happy. I'm just so grateful. And that's me right now. You know, I'm in a happy place. I'm in a very happy place. So moving forward, this is just my introductional episode. Moving forward, I'll have a structured or much more structured show to come up. But I just wanted to get my name out there, and I wanted to put this out and be like, all right, now this is out, follow up, you know. It's going to be a little hard because I'm stepping into my new position, so I'm going to be focused on a lot, but I'm definitely going to make sure I maintain it. You can follow me on Instagram at Starring Brandon, StarringBrandon. And you can follow me on Facebook, Be White. And those are the only two platforms I'm really on. You can hit me up on Twitter. It's my same name as Instagram. Again, it's Starring Starring Brandon on Instagram, StarringBrandon. I don't really have a name for my podcast yet, so maybe the next episode will have one. But thanks for those who tuned in for this cute little few seconds. Thanks for just listening and hearing me out. And if you follow, keep the follow going. I'm sure to give you more content. I'm going to keep up with this, I promise you. And I'm not as uptight. I hope I'm not uptight. I hope you get to see a little bit of my character within this podcast. And you're going to see me be real. You're going to see me be kooky and crazy. You're going to hear me cuss a lot. You're going to hear me talk some truths. My friends will be coming over tomorrow, so hopefully we could jump on a podcast and really talk and do some things. But yeah, thank you. Bye.
What's going on, y'all? It's your boy Brandon. It's been a minute since I've been on my podcast. I know it's been a minute. I give you guys like a little snippet of a conversation I was having over this past few months in November, actually, when I went to go visit my family in Pennsylvania, my uncles and my cousins and my brother and my aunts. We had like a conversation about politics. So it was just a brief little snippet. You know, I know it's been a while before we had like a real like type of episode. So I'm here to give you my real kind of episode, the last episode of this year. What my plans are for next year is going to be totally different. I'm going to try to make sure that I'm podcasting a new episode each week and or each other day. I'm going to talk to you guys about everything from one-worded things, you know, like people throwing words at you and you're just like, how do you feel about this word? And those type of things, you know, moving forward. I've learned to not say so much, so I'm kind of surprised that I'm saying it. Wow. Anyway, let's move forward on what this podcast is about. This podcast is about the word change. And I want to use this word, and I want to use this podcast or this episode as the last episode of this year, because obviously in 2020, we have all experienced change, whether change is good or whether change is bad. We have all experienced it. And so, of course, due to COVID, we've been locked inside of our houses. We have kind of altered our relationships with some friends, with family members, and even the relationships that we have within our households when it comes to, you know, marriages, when it comes to boyfriend and girlfriends. Some people have made it through, some people haven't. Some people have said that this has made the relationship stronger. Some people said that this has been an eye-opener about their relationship. So, you know, everyone has experienced change when it's come to family. Some family members feel ostracized. Some family members feel left out. Or some family members feel closer than ever. Some family members feel like they have gotten past the hurdle of what may have taken place for them to not be in a good place, and now they're in a better place. So a lot of change has taken place. And I only use those definitions or those scenarios because those are the scenarios that are familiar to me. So during this whole year, you know, people have been throwing out words. And as of late, the common theme is, you know, placing brand. It's not placing blame, but basically branding someone as this type of person, right? So I gotta stop saying I don't know why I'm doing that. So when you come to you know, branding someone or saying something about someone, it can somewhat affect the person. And for me, a word that I have heard that I kind of took a negative connotation to it was change. You know, using it in a sentence, oh, Brandon has changed. Whoa, when you hear that, and you hear it in such a negative way, or you hear that, you take it negatively, because at a point in time, when you said that someone changes, it means that they're not being themselves, or they're not being who they are. So I'm here to just answer that calling that everyone keep calling upon me, which is change. One thing I'm going to say in this moment right now, have I changed? Yes. I am not the same Brandon I was when I was 18. I'm not the same Brandon that I was when I was 21. And I'm really, really different from the Brandon I was when I was 25, right? I haven't even grown to experience life. I'm still in my 20s. When I get to 50 and 60, then I can really tell you how much I changed. But I'm okay now with the word change when it comes to my name, right? And how I receive it. Because the way you receive something, so somebody could say it in a negative way, but the way you receive it is really your opinion. Your opinion is the one that matters for you. So if someone screams out to me that, Brandon, you've changed, yes, I have. They could be coming from a negative light. They could be coming from saying how, oh, you changed, I don't hang out with you anymore, or you changed, you don't dress like that anymore, you dress different now. Like real stupid, silly shit. Like a bitch stopped shopping at H&M and started shopping at Zara, and the girl saying, I really changed. You know, oh, you don't hang out with these people anymore, or you used to do this, but you don't do this anymore. And so when I started like really diving deep into what they thought of change was for me, I had to stop and realize that, oh, they just wanted me to stay young. Yeah, they wanted me to stay young. They wanted me to continue. I gotta stop the They wanted me to continue to, you know, sit still and, you know, not have any type of movement in my life, no type of productivity, nothing. All the things that I'm doing now is everything that they're not doing. So yes, I have changed. And I'm not saying this to throw shade at people. And I'm not saying that what they're doing is less than what I'm doing. But we're just not on the same wavelength. And I hope I don't sound cocky or arrogant or disrespectful or shady, but it's just the true tea. You know, I have friends who I was close to who wants to become singers. I still support them being singers, but I know that I'm not on their coattails every day. You know, I have people who, one of my best friends, Shanice, love her down. She has a wig company, a wig line, a hairline in Harrisburg, PA. Check her out. Shanice Ortiz on Facebook, her collection. Yes, yes, shout out. She is starting her own business. We used to be tight as whatever in the world. But I'm not going to stop and say, oh, well, why don't you do this with me anymore? Why don't you text me every day? Because you used to text every day, but now we don't. I don't have a problem with not texting every day. Why? Because my sister's handling her business. My sister's moving towards success. My sister's doing things. And what I have to sit back and what I am doing is I'm realizing that I've got to chase my dream. So that this way, when we both stop and cheers, I'm not cheering to her success. She's also cheering to my success. You understand what I'm saying? I want to watch her grow, but I want to be able for her to see me grow as well. That's a balance and a great friendship. That's a wonderful change. So Shanice can say that I've changed, and I can say that Shanice has changed, but I'm coming from a positive light. But I've had people who told me I've changed, or who have told people that I've changed. And I'm asking them, well, what about me has changed? And they say things such as, you don't like to hang out anymore, and you don't like to do this anymore. Simple things. Twerking, being drunk. I'm not that. I'm not the person to, you know, I mean, I like to have a good time at a party, but I don't want to go to the club every day no more. I don't. I don't want to go to the club every day and twerk and do something crazy. I don't want to do that anymore. You gotta emphasize the anymore, because I've done it. So when me saying anymore, that means I've accepted in the fact that I used to do it. I'm not hiding my past. My past is there. I used to twerk. My cousin sent me a video the other day. I used to turn upside down on my head and twerk my ass off. I used to be in the club on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, all right, and on Tuesday for Taco Tuesday. And I was doing all of those things before I was 25. At some point in time, that shit gets tiring. So after 25, I was going out on Fridays, and I was going out on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Okay, every other day that we got eliminated. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I was out, right? On a cute Friday, on Friday and Saturday, I started going out to the clubs, but after the free before. Way after the free before. Okay? On Sundays, I would go to brunch. If I got drunk at brunch, I tell you now, I was not going out Sunday night. So that was after 25. Now, after 28 or like 27-ish, 27, 28, because that's the ages I am now. Baby, if I go out, you caught me on a good day. You caught me on a good day. I love to go out. I'm still excited to have a good time and enjoy myself. But it's not every day anymore. Even while I'm unemployed at this moment, I am not rushing to go out and party. I have different priorities now. So if that's the change that you see, then yes, I have changed. Yes, I've changed. I don't go out anymore. Yeah, I've changed. I have. It's not eliminating the fact that I don't want to. It's not saying that I don't want to be around someone. It doesn't mean that I don't want to be, you know, out and have a good time. I want to be out and have a good time, but not all the damn time. And sometimes you guys catch me off on the wrong days. You know, oh, you coming out on Saturday? Oh, no, since I just went out yesterday on Friday. So that's my out for the month, okay? And it's not that I'm all getting old and doing things, you know, like sitting in the house. And all. No. I'm just doing different things. Like right now, I know I'm sitting in the house, you know, COVID. But I'm just doing different things. You know, a walk in the park suffice for me. It's very suffice for me. Okay, going out to eat with my friends for a second and eating the edible and going to somebody else and sitting down, that suffices for me. Okay, and then also, if I wanted to catch a cute day party or catch a party at night, whatever the case may be, but COVID hasn't been, you know, allowing us to party at night, but a cute day party I'll go to. And then I'm ready to go home. You know how some people be like, oh, what's the after? If I get real tip, I'm searching for the after. But if I'm not real tip, I'd be like, all right, y'all, let's grab something to eat and head home. You know? And so I don't think that's a bad thing that I decided that that's not something I want to do anymore. But there are people out there who are upset at the fact that they no longer have me in their corner. And that's the true reason why they say I've changed. So let's dig deep into the word change, right? I just had to throw some little things that people have been throwing at me as to why they think I've changed, right? So let's dig deep into the change, right? Some people who have told me that I've changed, I notice are the people who have been in their same situation since I've either met them or since they started to say I've changed. So pointing out my change, thank you. It's unfortunate that I can't point out your change, though. let's just say that. I'm fortunate that you can point out my change. But I find it unfortunate that I can't point out yours. Why? Because change is about growth. And honey, you're not growing. You're still stuck in the position that that you say I left you in. You know, when you have people who say that you've changed or try to throw it in a negative way or say like, oh yeah, you changed and oh, that's why, da 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 da, but it's all right, it's cool, it's whatever. Honestly, that's not okay, because I've changed for the better of me. I don't believe, nor do I think that I've caused you any harm, caused anyone else harm, or causing the people that I'm now around or who you say that I'm now affiliated with, or my businesses or work that I'm affiliated with, that I've changed in such a bad way. I worked my ass off. I got my promotions, then the job decided they want to shut down. In those moments, I changed. Now, was that change good or bad? I thought getting promoted was a good thing to celebrate. I thought that was a great thing. I thought that was something we were supposed to celebrate. You know, my credit score, baby, is going up. You know, I'm just have a different focus. And I think people fail to realize that change is not always a bad thing. Some people do change for the bad reasons. There's some girls who used to be the quiet, quirky girl that was making her business, handling her business and doing all the things that she was doing. And then she switched and became this nasty hoe. People do change. People do change. People change good and people change for the bad. But it's not your place to judge somebody, and I'm going to say that. It's not your place to judge somebody and expect your judgment to be the final judgment on them. If you saying that I've changed for the worse, that's it. It's nothing I can say. It's nothing that me, the person that you call this, can change about it. So then it makes me go deep into ask, what was your experience of me while we were friends for you to think that I've changed and it's negative? Yeah. See, because when I was your friend, I was cool. I was fine and dandy when I was always around you, when we was doing the things that we was doing. You know, that's it. That's what we was doing. But now that I've broken out of that, and it's not that I've broken out of that because I'm better than. I broke out of it because that wasn't where I am anymore. So I'm now stepping into this new platform and this new place. And there's been times where I've looked back when I wasn't supposed to. Let's be clear, because they say once you go forward, don't look back. But I've looked back to see if you were coming behind me. And the crazy thing, and how good God is, as my look back, I was still moving forward. It's almost like someone is standing in the middle of the road and you turn around and look out the back window as your car continues to drive forward. You feel so much sorrow and sadness watching you leave this person in this space, in this place. And they're not able to step with you into what's next. They're not able to get out with you on your next stop. But that person standing in the middle of the road knows that I'm not driving. I'm in the back seat, girl. So you're mad at me because I got in the car. When there's two doors on each side of the car and no door was locked. I don't lock doors, honey. You understand what I'm saying? Do y'all get where I'm going with this? Y'all get where I'm going with this? I feel like I'm going deep, but then I ain't going too deep. And then I feel like somebody's going to get, what the fuck is he talking about? But I'm talking about change. And I'm talking about people branding people with change, with the negative connotation, when it's so much more positive. You have people out here saying that people are changing, right? Because they got different friends, they don't want to hang out with that person anymore, da da da. But yet the person that is saying this is the same person that's not well or not looking at themselves. So what about you has changed for me to not want to be around that anymore? I know for me, so I've had friends and I've had family members. I'm gonna talk about it. I've had friends and family members, right? Now, before, I used to mingle my friends with my family all the time. All the time. It was not a problem for me. Now, I'm very cautious. Why? Because I had a friend who I was very close with, who me and him stopped being friends. And then it became a drag in itself to remove him from my family. Because I was at the point where it was like, well, bitch, you're not speaking to me. You're not about to have kiki conversations with my cousin. And then I'm not going to let my cousin think that that's okay. Because what I'm going to show you is how loyalty has run through my blood and not just with me. So I'm gonna let everybody know that I don't fuck with you, and nobody's gonna fuck with you. So in doing that, I realized that that was a bit much, because my family has built their own relationship with my friend. It's almost like a breakup too. If you date someone for years and then you want to break up with them, and then you're like, oh, well, none of my family ever talk to you ever again. It's much to ask somebody, because they have developed a relationship. I'm in a scenario like that now. Like, or I was, but it wasn't a bad thing. You know, one of my friends had broke up with their boyfriend. And at the beginning, I was like, nope, I'm not about to get close to the boyfriend. I don't want none. You know, I don't know what's what. But I got to grow and like the boyfriend. And me and the boyfriend, like, the boyfriend's like a little brother to me. Like, he's, you know, like, it's hard to, like, now that the breakup's happened, it's like, ugh. But still, like, my friend is my friend because he can trust me and I'm loyal to a fault, right? And so it's still times where, although I may miss his boyfriend and I'll be like, oh my God, hi, you know, da 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 da, we kiki. There won't be too many link ups. There won't be too many, you know, conversations because of my loyalty to my friend. But I understand what my family had to go through when I stopped being friends with somebody. So what I started doing was, I'm making new friends, but my new friends will not be getting comfortable with my family. Of course, when I have birthday events, you know, they'll meet my family then. You know, if I have something at my house, or if I invite my friends to come over to my house for a day, like, let me be clear. If I invite my friends over to come to my house sporadically, I'm not inviting anyone else over. But if I'm having, like, an event within myself, for myself, I'll invite my friends and my family where I see fit. You know, again, I just don't feel comfortable anymore really mixing friends with family. Like, if family members hang out with my friends, it's like a one or two, three time thing. And it's not a thing that's too close. It's not a thing that's too often. It's not a back-to-back ratio. It's for in-the-moment scenarios, because I don't want to have to deal with, if something happens between me and my friend, this needs to be canceled out. You know, I don't want to have to do that scenario, because we've done it already. You know? So that's one reason why, you know, I don't like mingling my friends and family together. And people have said that I've changed because of that. I've had family members say, you know, oh, you've changed because you got new friends and you act like you don't know nobody. And every black person in the world done said that shit. Every person in the world has said that. And it comes off as negative. But you don't know the backstory as to why. You know, for me. And I feel like before you can give it a negative or a positive review, you have to know the backstory. It's like when you go on the damn review for a hotel. You got to review the hotel, give it 5 stars or 2 stars. You have to have an experience first. You're not allowing me to explain my experience because you're not asking about my experience. You'd rather just throw out and say that. Oh no, he's changed because he got new friends that don't know how to talk to nobody. Okay. Well, why do you feel that way? What has he done to you? Oh, he doesn't invite me here. Why didn't he invite you? I don't know. I'm just assuming, because that's what you could say. I'm just assuming because he got the new friends, he don't want to hang out with nobody. And when you assume, you look like an ass instead of just asking. Because let's be clear that when I was in your corner, when we were as close as we were, as people like to acclaim to say. Because let me be clear, when I'm in a relationship or when I'm friends with somebody, we get close. We hold each other down. And I think I leave the door open for people to come speak to me and say anything they need to say to me. And if they can't come speak to me or say anything they say to me, then that means, how did I show up again when we were as close? How did I show up? How do I show up to you for you to not be able to come tell me something so simple as, you hurt my feelings and this is how? We're still talking about change here, people. We're still talking about change. People are continuing to change day by day, every day. It does not mean that it's a negative thing. It's your experience, and it's the experience that you make that can make it negative or positive. You should be happy. Oh, Brandon's got new friends. Great. I know that Brandon is no longer out in the street fighting or acting crazy or carrying on. And I say that because that's what my mother has said to me. My mother said, one thing about the new friends that you have, I've realized that I'm able to be off better knowing that you're with them, because I know the things that you guys do now versus the things that you used to do. And although majority of my friends, like, let me be clear, I still have friends that I can say, oh, we've been friends over 5, 6 years, 7 years, and we've all, some of us have like somewhat grown together, and you'll see that they're my close-knit friends. My friends that I've grown being gay with, or like being in this community, honestly, has been Jordan and Kamoy. I'm sure you guys heard Jordan and Kamoy on my podcast, yeah. But those are my, those are the rocks in my sock, the two rocks at the bottom of my sock, because I know they're gonna hold me down, right? And then I have my other friends. I have a friend named Neil, who I've been friends with, and we met through someone. And we've been friends for, damn, I want to say 2012, 2014. Between that time era, I think we might have met. Between 2012 and 2014, I think we've met, and we've been friends since then. And you people say that, and they're like, oh, that's not a long time, you know, da-da-da-da. But me and Kamoy have been best friends since, like, 8th grade. I met Jordan towards the end of, because I met Jordan actually through Kamoy on Facebook, and I think that was when Kamoy was in high school, and Kamoy graduated high school in 2010. So I've known Jordan at least since 2010 and on, or 2011 and on, but I've known them for roughly a decade or two. Me and Kamoy have been best friends since 8th grade, and we've known each other for 20 years. And 20 years in our 20s. Go off me, good boy. But yeah, so you know, those are people that I know that I can trust. And those are people that I notice that they've seen me change. And if my change was bad and or worse, they would have not stuck around. But what you realize is that when you have people that are in your life that are fixtures and that have been there since day one, every bit of your change has been an accomplishment or a great one. So I appreciate the accomplishment of changes that I've had. I appreciate the growth and the great changes. So if people want to continue to say that I've changed, tell the whole story of my change. Don't just point it out to make it seem like you are the good guy, because you're not the good guy. Okay, very much Ayanna Levine. But you're not the good guy in the change. And it's not even about my change, you know. And sometimes some of the girls gonna be like, oh no, I don't think it's a bad change. It's not a bad change, but you mad about the change. A piece of jealousy is there, a piece of bitterness is there. Because what about me is so bad that it's changed? If you ask me, I'm still the same person. Minus having to be in your face 24/7. I like sitting in my room quietly. I live with my cousin. Sometimes she see me, sometimes she don't. I like sitting in my room. I like sitting in my quiet. I like sitting in my silence. I used to be on the phone with Kamoy every day. Honey, I think I talk to Kamoy once a week now on the phone. And I'm okay with that. Me and my bestie James. I don't even... Neil texts each other. We only talk on the fucking phone. Jordan is always sporadically saying come over, and I'm like, oh, okay, whatever, girl, I guess. You know, I'm not that outgoing, go outside person anymore. So it's not like I'm starting parties and forgetting to invite you. And that's another thing. You know, I'm not hosting events, and this is sad to say, I'm not hosting events with you in mind. I'm not, and that should be okay. That should be okay, because I'm sure there's certain things that you have that I'm not in mind when you think of something. Okay, when I'm planning something for me, I'm honestly thinking about the people that have been in my face the most, who I've been around. And if you're not one of them, it's not a bad thing. It's just timing. You know? And at the time, we're not the closest. It don't mean I hate you. It don't mean I don't like you. It don't mean that I'm, like, spearing against you or look down on you. I just know that I'm not in the same boat that you're in. I know that. And with me knowing that, if I was to still be around you, I would be hindering myself. And let's be clear, the person does not have to be doing bad for themselves. The person can be doing great for themselves. I'm talking about this person could possibly be a millionaire. Oh, I'm a millionaire. Da, 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 let's buy your friendship. Let's buy this and buy that. That's all fun and dandy. But now I have to call you every time I need some money? No, that wouldn't be suffice for me. I wouldn't be care how willing you'll give me the coinage. It's just that I have to change so that I can be just like you or be better than. The world's a competition. You can be in competition with everyone you love. Sometimes you can help people to come up, or you can just not help them. Because I've noticed a lot of people are like that. A lot of people get up in spaces or in positions and forget to help the people around them. I have never been like that. Never been like that. But I know for a fact that I want more for myself. And I want more for the people around me. And I speak these things. So you know my headspace. If I continuously tell you these things and you just kind of overlook them and I follow through with what I said and you're like, oh, I've changed. No, girl, I haven't changed. I just executed the plan I told you about because I wanted you to be on team with me, but you didn't want to be on my team. You thought I was talking buffoonery. Oh, but I've changed. Okay? Now, was my change worth it or not? You let me know. You let me know. That's change, y'all. I hope I didn't keep y'all here this long. You know, I just wanted to speak that on my mind. It's on my mind. It was the word of the year, change, 2020. You know, the Black Lives Matter movement really struck home for me. And only thing I said at the end of the march when I was with my friends, I was like, one day. And I just cried. Because one day I'm looking for change. One day I'm just looking for change. You hear me? I don't want to, excuse me, sneezing on air. Allergies, hello, that's my ace, what's going on? One day I want the world to change its views of African American. The world. I want those views to change about people, Black people. And that's what I kept crying. It was like, one day, change. You know, I lost my job about a month or two ago in October. I didn't get fired. I didn't quit. You know, it was a scandal in my job. Some things went down. The company was shut down. Okay? Fraudulent activity, I know nothing about it. So the company shut down. Now, mind you, I had been at that job 4 years with 4 promotions. I'm not working right now. And I'm experiencing change. The older I got, or the older I'm getting, when it refers to my relationship with my parents, is now changing. You know, my relationship with my siblings is changing. And it's not a bad change. When I say changing, it's like, why do I, you know, like, I don't want it to go straight to the negativity because I no longer have the same conversations I had with my mom when I was 15. I'm 28. I no longer have the same conversations with my dad when I was 10. I'm now 28, you know? And sometimes they're accustomed to the change, my parents, when it comes to my family, you know, my parents, they've come to, okay, this is the change, this is how we move, about some things. Some things I wish they would just, you know, be like, stop, okay, 28, get out my throat. Then with my siblings, I'm the youngest, but I'm not talked down to as the youngest, like we used to when I was 8. Oh, Brandon, you need to listen to us. You have to listen to us because we're the oldest. We're in charge. Da, 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 da. I'm in charge of myself now. Thank you. And I'm in charge of you, too. How about that? Now, get your ass over here. You know? No, I'll just play you. But with my siblings, I even, you know, the change. You understand? I'm still talking about change, people. Because people like to say, oh, people have changed and da-da-da-da, as if they don't change them within themselves. The littlest thing shows you that you changed. My friend had a baby last year. I'm the godparent, actually. She had a baby 2 years ago. This is the friend I was always at the house parties with. She has changed. And so have I. She has a child. I don't. Her life is being altered because she has her baby. My life is not being altered, but it's still growing and progressing and it's changing. My friend and me was always at the house parties. Now that we stopped going to the house parties, okay, what else is there to do? Grow and excel in your job. Be a great mother. You know, those things. We have different goals of change. And we have obtained them. My friend, my best friend, Taniqua, she's the best, Madri. Nobody's going to know what she hates when I call her that name. Anyway, but she has changed for so much of the better, you hear me? So much of the better. And she says the same thing for me. The same thing for me. My friend Shanice, I'll tell you right now, the one in Pennsylvania I told you about, she literally, we was kids and we was playing around and we, you know, loved the Bad Girls Clubhouse. And I used to snatch her weave out of her head all the time. She used to be tight. She used to be mad. She used to be over it. And she used to do her weave by herself. She used to glue on her tracks. She made herself. She basically was born to rule in that empire of hair. And I've seen it from when she was a child. Has she changed from that moment? Abso-freaking-lutely. And I'm happy for her. So happy for her. And I'm not downplaying anyone who hasn't changed. I'm not downplaying, well, you think they haven't changed. I'm not downplaying anyone who hasn't been in the space of trying to change. I'm not downplaying you guys. But what I'm saying is I'm uplifting people who have changed drastically. And a lot of people like to say, oh, they changed and they don't want to fuck with nobody. Oh, they didn't used to do this or they used to do that, you know? And that's called a hater and being mad. If you would tap into what your change is supposed to look like, you would not be mad about how much I've changed. Try tapping into your own change. Okay? People like to say, tap into your potential. Try tapping into your own change. And once you tap into your own change and what it's supposed to look like, because your change is not supposed to look like me. Your change is supposed to look like a better you. In any way, shape, or form. And you always know somebody who's proud of somebody in their change. I'm always the one rooting for my friends. Oh, yes, go off. Congratulations. I'm always the one reaching out. I'm always the one, you know, if something worked for me, let me pass it on so it could work for someone else. Change and growth. That is my word for 2020, change. And in 2021, I'm going to adapt more change. Okay? It's been good. It's been great. 2020 has definitely been a crazy, crazy year. I know I used to be talking about scandalous things and stuff like that, but I just needed to get this out about change. You know? And be careful what words you place on people. And in what and where you come from with it, if it's a negative way or if it's a positive way. Because you can possibly be inflicting that negativity onto them that truly is on you or that truly is within you. Okay? I'm just saying. It's been fun. I enjoyed 2020. I'm glad that I have been able to live this far to see the end of 2020. And I just want to shout out my family and my friends who have come thus far with me during my change. I am internally grateful for every person in my life who has been a part of my change, who has adapted to my change, and who has contributed to my change. I love them. Thank y'all for loving me, for me, and continuing to love me. This is Cheers to our 2020, and I will see you guys in 2021. Thank you guys so much, and stay tuned for so much more.